Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, July 10th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, last month, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reported that Apple is in the early stages of developing an Apple Silicon version of the iMac with a screen larger than 30 inches. Now, Bloomberg offers a couple more tidbits on the timeline for this machine, saying that at the earliest, it'll be released in late 2024. The report explains that, as of right now, Apple's work on a 32-inch iMac is just something the company is, quote, experimenting with. So given that this work is still early, Bloomberg doesn't anticipate the device actually launching before the end of 2024, if not a little bit later. Bloomberg also, however, says that Apple is working on an updated version of the 24-inch iMac with an M3 chip that will be released by early next year. Bloomberg says that this will be one of Apple's first M3-based devices. The company completely redesigned the iMac with a new 24-inch form factor when the M1 chip was released over 2 years ago, but the machine has not seen an update since then. But again, the M3 version of the 24-inch iMac still isn't slated for release until early 2024. In other news today, Apple is widely expected to expand its OLED display technology to the iPad as soon as next year, but a new report from researchers at Omdia says that Apple's plans to release MacBook Pros with OLED displays has been pushed to 2027. The report explains that Apple is still on track to update the iPad Pro with OLED sometime early next year, including both the 11-inch and the 12.9-inch. As it stands right now, the 12.9-inch version uses Apple's mini LED display technology, while the 11-inch iPad Pro uses an LED display. So if this rumor pans out, the 11-inch and 12.9-inch would unify on OLED sometime next year. Bloomberg has also reported that Apple is planning a major iPad Pro revamp with a new design and OLED for spring 2024. But as for the MacBook lineup, things are a little bit more unclear. This week's report says that the MacBook Pro was originally slated to move to OLED sometime in 2026. But more recently, the report says that Apple has made the decision to push this change to 2027 at the earliest. But this shift in plans reportedly only applies to the MacBook Pro, with sources including Ross Young and Ming-Chi Kuo saying that Apple will release a MacBook Air with OLED as soon as next year. As a refresher, Mini LED, which is what Apple uses in the 12.9-inch iPad Pro and the current MacBook Pro, is an alternative to OLED that is worse in some ways and better in others. But most experts will tell you that OLED screens are superior because of the much better black levels. This is because the pixels themselves are the things producing the light, so when those pixels need to be black, they can be turned off easily. In particular, this can really help with things like light bleeding and blooming, which is something that currently really affects the 12.9-inch iPad Pro in particular, with light seeping in through the edges, ruining the all-black experience, especially when in dark mode or doing something like watching a movie. So this is something Apple is clearly working to address, and the transition to OLED could begin as soon as next year with the iPad Pro and the MacBook Air. We are sponsored this week by Roborock, the epitome of home cleaning innovation. Roborock invites you to discover a world of convenience and efficiency. With a relentless commitment to research, development, and production, Roborock excels in creating advanced robotic, cordless, and wet-dry vacuum cleaners. Roborock's products are meticulously designed to solve genuine problems and empower you to live a better life. This Prime Day, unlock incredible savings on a wide selection of Roborock models to experience the future of home cleaning with discounts of up to 45% off. Roborock's advanced technology seamlessly navigates your home, leaving no corner untouched. So say goodbye to manual vacuuming and hello to more free time. Take advantage of Roborock's Prime Day deals of up to 45% off and discover the remarkable benefits of Roborock for yourself. Hit the link in the show notes to shop now and transform your cleaning routine like never before. My thanks to Roborock for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Running out this week, Bloomberg is detailing some of the planning going on in the Apple retail division to prepare for the launch of Apple Vision Pro sometime early next year. The report says that at least out of the gate, you'll only be able to purchase Vision Pro by making an appointment at an Apple retail store. Apple retail workers will help ensure customers get a Vision Pro with an appropriately fitting headband and light seal, and Bloomberg says that this will represent the most logistically complex rollout ever for an Apple product. Apple will section off a special area of its stores to support the headset demos and necessary sizing tools to help select the right headset and accessories for each buyer. Vision Pro will be available to purchase at all of Apple's U.S. retail stores eventually, but the initial plan is to focus on preparations for major areas like New York and Los Angeles. Much of the logistical complexity is because of how many variations of accessories will exist for Vision Pro. Apple will offer many different sizes of headbands and light seals, so retail stores will need to maintain not only stock for purchases, but also a vast inventory of try-on stock and spares if a customer wants to buy more than one per headset. Similarly, Apple stores will also need to keep inventory of prescription lenses, and Bloomberg says that Apple retail stores may need hundreds or thousands of lenses in stock at any one time. Another accessory for Vision Pro, the top strap, is apparently still in early development and aimed at improving comfort for users with smaller head sizes. This is yet another thing that Apple will have to keep in stock at its retail stores, both for buyers and for demos. So all of these factors make it harder to imagine how Apple will deploy Vision Pro outside of its retail stores. Bloomberg says that Apple doesn't anticipate selling Vision Pro in third-party retail locations like Best Buy until at least 2025. But customers will be able to buy Vision Pro online. Apple is developing a face scanning application that will help users pick the right size of light seal for their face, and as part of the checkout flow, users will be asked to upload their face scan result and provide any necessary eye prescription information. And finally, Apple Vision Pro will be exclusive to the United States at launch, but Apple has promised it will expand to additional countries before the end of 2024. Bloomberg says that Apple's first candidates for expansion are Canada and the UK, followed by Europe and Asia. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Mastodon, Twitter, and Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.